We're continuing Chayodim Kamam Zayin Simen Chaf. Now he deals with Rosh Chodesh. Now Rosh Chodesh is interesting halacha. So Rosh Chodesh we add Yalav Yavo into benching. If a person forgot Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh and continued benching, there's no din of going back to the beginning of benching. Different than Shabbos and Yom Tov, where a suit is required, and whenever a suit is required, the halacha is that you have to go back if you didn't mention this extra insertion. But on Rosh Chodesh, suda is not required. So therefore, if a person forgot it, he does not need to go back to the beginning of benching. However, this idea of adding a bracha after B'nai Yerushalayim Amein, B'nai Rachamam Yerushalayim Amein, before you go on to the fourth bracha, is true on Rosh Chodesh as well. So Mitz Chazal did give him at least one way to rectify his mistake. If a person forgot Yalav Yavo and Rosh Chodesh and has not, if he's still holding the third bracha, so he hasn't said the bracha yet, so he inserts Yalav Yavo. He already said the third bracha. He inserts this bracha of Rosh Chodesh, and then he continues on to the bracha of a Kelevinum, the bracha of a Teva Meitiv. Now, the next point that the Chayam deals with, is there any difference between Rosh Chodesh between day and night? Maybe this that we added something is only by day and not by night. Why is that? Why should we think there's a difference between day and night? Because they were not Mekadosh the Chodesh Belayla. So every Rosh Chodesh really only is Manchas outward Kaveget by Apiria always only started by day. So the night before was ended up being like retroactively Rosh Chodesh. So you can't say that people were Mechuyev to mention Rosh Chodesh because it wasn't Rosh Chodesh yet. Even though retroactively, halachically, we would have a din of Rosh Chodesh, that didn't exist yet. So therefore, in Shmoneh Esrei, if a person forgets Yalav Yavo, on the night of Rosh Chodesh, he does not go back. If a person forgets Yalav Yavo during Shmoneh Esrei, during the day of Rosh Chodesh, so by Shachar Tamincha, he forgets Yalav Yavo, so he has to go back. If he did not finish Shmoneh Esrei yet, he goes back to the beginning of Ritzei. If he completed Shmoneh Esrei, he goes back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. So what about this extra hisaf of this fourth bracha? Is there any difference between day and night in regards to that? So the Chayyadim says no. Tovel hiskeb Rosh Chodesh, afilu b'laylo. Avagav d'betfila ein tzarech lachzer. If a person forgot Yalav Yavo, even in nighttime, in davening, in tefila, there's no din of going back by Yalav Yavo at nighttime. But over here, Chazal added another bracha. So they allowed this extra bracha to apply to nighttime just as well. So even by nighttime, a person will be eating a Suda Rosh Chodesh night, and he forgot Yalav Yavo, and he realizes after the third bracha, before the fourth bracha, so he would insert the insertion for Rosh Chodesh. If he realizes before he started the bracha b'toyve meitiv, which the Chayyadim said means even though he said the words bracha to Hashem l'kenem malach alom, as long as he did not say the word hakel, he did not start the next bracha yet for this purpose, and he would make this a safa. What is the safa that he says? Bracha to Hashem l'kenem malach alom, asher nosan rosh chodeshim l'amo Yisrael l'zikaron. So that is the nusa that you say in Rosh Chodesh. Veinochosim, different than on Shei Shabbos and Yom Tov, which you finish off with Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. You don't finish off over here Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chodeshim. It's just that one statement that you say, Shenosan Roshei Chodeshim L'mo Yisrael Zikaron. That's all you say. You do not say Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chodeshim. So there's no chasima. V'karom omer hakel, en atzor alachzer. If a person forgot Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, and he already started the fourth bracha, saying the word hakel, so on Shabbos, in that situation, a person would have to go back to the beginning. Yom, the person would have to go back to the beginning. On Rosh Chodesh, he does not go back. I do want to point out, the Shulchan Aruch brings this down a little bit differently. Shulchan Aruch says that you say, Baruch Shonasan Rosh Chodeshim, L'mo Yisrael Zikaron. Okay, which is basically the same nusach, but he doesn't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Now, in other places in Shulchan Aruch writes the phrase Baruch, He doesn't write the full Baruch Hu sometimes. He just says Baruch, and you understand Baruch means Baruch Hashem Malkeinu Melech Olam. But what's telling is over here in Siman Kufei Ches, when he's talking about Shabbos and Yom Tov, he says the full Nesecha of the Baruch, Baruch Hu Hashem Malkeinu Melech Olam, Asher Nosan, Yamim Tovim, Yisrael, Sason, Simcha, etc. But by Rosh Chodesh, he just says Baruch Shana San. He doesn't say Baruch Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam. So there, in this halach, which is in Kufei Chesiv Zion, the Shari Tshuva raises the question that maybe you do not say Shema Malchus. You just say Baruch Shana San, Rosh Chodeshim Amo Yisrael Zikuram. And he leaves it as a question. The Bir Halacha brings this question, that there's some who question what to do, and that the Shari Tshuva comes out because of the Suffolk. He brings some of the Birka Yosef. We have a rule, Suffolk Baruchas Lahakal. It's not for sure, so you don't say a Baruch. So you just say Baruch, just that word, Baruch. No Baruch to Hashem, Lekenem El Chalom, just Baruch, Shanasan. Right? But the Bir Halacha comes out that we say the full Baruch like the Chayadim says. But interesting that the Svardim, actually, Paskin, Ravadi and others Paskin like the language of the Shulchan Aruch, that you do not say Baruch to Hashem, Lekin HaMelech Olam. You would just say Baruch, that one word, Baruch, Shenosan, and you say the Nusach that the Chayyadim is saying over here that we say, Shenosan Rosh Hashem Lamo Yisrael Zikaron. You do not say Baruch to Hashem, Lekin HaMelech Olam. There's no what's called Shame and Malchus. Shame is Hashem's name, Hashem Elokeinu. And Melech Olam is Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Melech Olam. That's not required in this situation. Have a good day.